The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. Good morning, Otto.
John. Good morning, John.
And, you know, each week Christina brings on very, very good, interesting, and informative guests. This morning, we're very fortunate to have our North Hempstead Town Clerk with us, and that's Wayne Wink. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Otto.
Morning.
What I would like to start off with, Wayne, is, you know, last year at one point I interviewed Wayne and learned so much about the clerk's office. But more recently, I've learned pretty much how Wayne has risen to that level. And it's quite a long time in government, a tremendous amount of time in government, yeah. But not many people know it. So if you don't mind, I'd rather regress this morning and start off. We'll go after 13, Wayne. Okay, we don't have to go back to high school. But how did you get involved when you originally came out? You're an attorney, so when you came out of law school,
right?
What did you do? I think it's amazing.
Well, even before law school, I had gotten active and interested in government. And before I went to law school, I was an aide to the town board here in North Hempstead. I worked for a councilwoman by the name of Barbara Johnson. And Barbara's mantra to me was, go to law school, go to law school, go to law school. She wanted everybody she knew to go to law school. So it had always been my plan, but I wasn't sure what the timeline would be. But while I was working for Barbara, I started attending law school. I went to St. John's University Law School while I was working part-time for the town. And by the time I graduated from law school, I had helped Barbara Johnson get elected to the Nassau County Legislature. So in my last semester of law school, I was also her aide at the county legislature. And then when I came out of that, I ended up being a deputy counsel to the Democrats in the county legislature, where I served until just after Barbara's death in 2000. And then I left the county legislature, went into private practice. And a year later, less than a year later, I got the opportunity to run for the town of North Hempstead Town Board, where I was elected in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, which was, you know, quite a tumultuous time. But I got elected to the town board in 2001. I served at large, which meant I ran townwide, and I served as a townwide official until 2003, when the town board became councilmanic districts, and we divided up the town board into six individual districts. My district ended up being District 4, so I ran for that seat. So I served 2 years at large, and then another 3.5 years almost as the councilman for District 4, which at that time covered about half of Great Neck, most of Manhasset, and a little bit of Roslyn. And so I served in that capacity until early in 2007, when I was given the opportunity to run for the Nassau County Legislature in a special election in late March of 2007. And I got elected to that. And then I had to run again in 2007 for re-election for a full term. And then I served in the county legislature until the end of 2013. Where after I was redistricted, my district was cut up into about five pieces. I was given the opportunity to run for North Hempstead Town Clerk, and I'm now in my 8th year serving as town clerk for the town of North Hempstead, with my term ending at the end of this year.
Wow. Just some people don't understand it, and I didn't a few years ago. I understand it now. Just explain the at-large versus districts, right, and how that came about years ago.
Right. Historically, the town of North Hempstead elected council members at large, which means that you ran from every corner of the town, whether it was Great Neck to Port Washington, New Hyde Park to Westbury, Mineola, Albertson, Manhasset, Roslyn, everywhere in between, the council people ran throughout the town. In 2003, we changed the system, and it used to be we had four council members and the supervisor, so we had a ruling board of five people. In 2003, after a referendum passing councilmatic districts came into effect, we increased the number of council seats so that each district would be smaller, quite frankly, so that they would get better representation from their council members, but the council person would only represent a specific geographic area. So right now, there are six council seats, and there have been now since 2003, and each of them represent roughly 38 or 39,000 people. So, you know, we saw it as an opportunity for the council members to be more intimately involved in one community, as opposed to all six of them representing every community of the town. So this way, you know, the districts each have their own council person that they go to, but still the town board votes as a whole on everything, whether it affects one community or the entire town.
Okay. Thank you. The one thing that I think is interesting today, and again, we talk about a lot of stuff on this program. We do not talk about politics. Right. Anybody can come on. We can talk about anything. But Wayne has just given you his history. And I'm just making one comment. And that is Wayne will now be running for supervisor. And everybody knows that Judy Bosworth, after tremendous, tremendous success over many, many years, has decided not to run again. And she's going out on top. She's done a wonderful job, and she will be missed. And Absolutely. We are fortunate that, you know, it's not a matter of running around and trying to figure out who can fill those shoes. We have somebody like Wayne. And that's why I wanted a little bit of his history, because Wayne is not a person who decided 2 weeks ago to get involved. Wayne's been involved literally since college. And when you put somebody like that into the mix, and even his history, that's why I wanted to give a little history of the town. It's an ideal person. Again, we're not endorsing anybody, but since Wayne happens to be on the show today, there's no secret about it, that not only will he be running, and this is the part I'm not supposed to say, he will be our next supervisor, but don't ignore that. No. But anyway, so we're not going to talk about that anymore, but you
know. I do want to agree with you that Judy, in her almost 8 years of office now, has done an outstanding job. She has big shoes to fill, or as I sometimes say, big pumps to fill. she will be missed, but Judy's legacy in the town is more than secure, I think, given all the great things she's accomplished.
No question about it. Otto, go ahead, Otto.
Yeah, I have a question. Like, Wayne, in your position as the town clerk, did you basically report to Judy?
You know, it's funny. I serve, first of all, the ones I really report to are the 232,000 people that represent the town of North Hempstead. The supervisor and I work very closely together because I actually end up serving two masters. As it were, I not only enforce and implement town code provisions, but I also implement state law. So, you know, one of the few state constitutional offices in the townships is the town clerk. It's a requirement in every town throughout the state. There are 933 towns in the state, every one of them has a town clerk, and all but 36 of them, so about over 96% of all the towns, elect their town clerks. So I actually, you know, for the town board, for example, I'm the secretary to the town board. So I keep the minutes. I help handle the meetings with the supervisor. So that's all done as part of being a town official. But I'm also responsible for all the birth certificates, death certificates, marriage licenses, fishing licenses, hunting licenses, dog licenses, which are all a function of state law. So in some respects, I do answer to the town in implementing town policy, But in other respects, I'm independent from the town because I have to implement state policy. And the town really doesn't have a say over whether or not I issue a dog license to a specific pet, or whether I issue a marriage license to a couple. That's all regulated by state law. So, you know, it is, I'm kind of 1 foot in the town, 1 foot in the state when it comes to what our office actually does every day.
Bottom line, though, is you've had the opportunity to work closely with Judy.
Yes.
And you know, clearly, in my judgment as well, she's done a great job.
Absolutely.
And you can't help but learn from people who are around you like that.
Yep.
You know, you have the good fortune, I think, of witnessing her for 8 years.
Yeah.
And
it's been interesting because as John mentioned, you know, I've been an aide to the town board. I've been a councilman. I've been a county legislator. I've been an aide to the county legislature. And in all those years, I feel like I've been able to pick up a lot of lessons, both good and bad, you know, what to do and what not to do from a lot of the elected officials I've had the honor to serve for and with. Judy is certainly one of the people that you know, I've received a lot of lessons from Judy about how to handle situations, how to handle people. And, you know, and so having worked with Judy, with John Kamen, with Mae Neuberger, with Ben Zwirn before her, I've worked with four supervisors. I've seen what kind of policies work, what doesn't work, what kind of temperament you need in given moments. And I'd like to think that, you know, we are all the sum of our experiences. So in that respect, my experiences are wide and varied in who I've gotten to deal with over the years. I'd like to think I bring the best of each of them, particularly Judy, to whatever position in government I hold.
That's great. I'm a big this is not political, as we said, but I, especially in local politics, I think people have to kind of not get into what party you belong to, but judge the person and what
right.
that person has been doing. And
right.
I've actually chatted with Judy about that. You know, if you're doing a good job and you're a Republican, but the person is good, why not vote for them?
Yeah.
You know, if they're doing the right thing.
Right. I mean, look, over the years, this town has changed demographically in terms of political persuasions and whatnot. But nevertheless, I've always found that, you know, a voter is a voter is a voter. And if they're going to vote for you, you know, it doesn't matter what their party affiliation is. And if they look at me and say I'm doing a good job or not so good job, I don't think it matters which party I'm part of. So, you know, we've both been able to transcend partisan politics here in the town. Even the town board, which has Democrats and Republicans on it, you wouldn't know it from looking at most town board meetings, who the Democrats are and who the Republicans are.
Totally agree. And that's when things run smooth. But I know we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Wayne Lincoln.